Hi, this is a dictation for May Carney, M-A-E-C-A-R-N-E-Y. May Carney, date of service is 11-14-2022, date of visit, and then date of birth 3-26-93, date of accident January 18, 2022. May Carney is a victim of the automobile accident where she was injured in a T-bone fashion as a driver. Since that time, patient is suffering from various episodes of pain in the neck, lower back, with radiation of the left arm, left leg, and pain in the knees. Currently, the patient reports that her pain in the knee is completely better and is not bothering her. She still has severe headaches associated with the dizziness and the vertigo and slight forgetfulness. The patient has been sent to neurology and neuropsych. And although most symptoms are getting better, she reports 50% improvement. The radiation to the legs and arm is also not present too often, except in the left leg in a L3-4-5 nerve distribution. MRI was found positive for bulging disc and compression of the thecal sac at L1, L2, L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1. And pain level are varying from 4 to 7. Mostly in the area of left sacroiliac joint region where she points out, and the lower back. ADLs are affected 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. Especially the sleep is affected 7, and the rest of the ADLs are 5. General activity is affected 6. 50% improvement is reported by the patient. In the system review, patient reports that the headaches are quite mild nowadays, and there is no associated dizziness, vertigo, or any vision disturbance, double vision, ear ringing, fainting, blackout, or any loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, seizures. No confusion, disorientation is reported. Patient does have a moderate difficulty sleeping, but there are no loss of memory, anxiety, depression, panic no more, and there is no lack of focus, lack of concentration. Patient is able to do her job pretty well. It's a light duty job. In the pain and numbness, patient reports that there is a lower back stiffness and there is a moderate difficulty walking. The pain is in the left sacroiliac joint, technically. And the patient reports that there is no other issues. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble swallowing. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, no blood in the urine is reported. And in respiratory, there are no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Last 30 days, patient reports 50 to 60% improvement in the pain level, and there are no new changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tylenol, codeine, substance abuse, none is reported, and compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 132 over 107, pulse is 82, pulse ox is 100. So the exam will be from previous visit, which is 10-11-2022, dictation number 1023-007. The diagnosis is diagnosis is the same, and plan of care is as follows. The patient is provided with a massage once a week. As she does have a spasm of the paraspinal muscles, she is discussed about yoga, meditation, home exercises, stretching, traction, as well as laser and infrared heat systems and other therapies, homebound therapy. The patient has had some reaction with epidural injection, and she is not forthcoming. She does have issues in the MRI, L1, L2, L2-3, L4-5 and L5-S1 disc are bulging, and they are compressing the thecal sac. She does have a radiation which is less frequent in L3-4-5 nerve distribution, sometimes affecting the toes. Patient has been doing physical therapy, chiropractic, acupuncture, massage, and home exercises. And she is able to go back to work and improving almost 50 to 60%. Other options have been put forward to her, which is injection treatment with cortisone, and even surgical consultation that she is not interested. And patient will be seen in 30 days' time. The medications are renewed as meloxicam, cyclobenzaprine, 10 milligrams three times a day for muscle relaxation, Wellbutrin, 150 milligrams daily, Tramadol, 100 milligrams twice a day, and Voltaren gel, Vivo patch, or Ladogan patch, and 5 milligrams Ambien at night for sleep. Thank you.